In a dimly lit bedroom, dark-haired Twilight Sparkle sleeps. The dog, Spike, sleeps on a trunk at the foot of the bed.
It can't be.
Twilight tosses and turns.
It isn't true.
Twilight. Twilight! The bus for Camp Everfree leaves in 10 minutes!
Oh, no, 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 no! I can't believe I overslept!
Four girls pour into the room.
Me neither. That's not like you.
Twilight starts to pack.
I know.
Don't you have a super annoying alarm clock that goes
Pinkie Pie lifts a pillow. Sunset Shimmer stops the clock.
It's gonna be fine. We'll help you pack.
She opens a case. Spike packs his own bag. Rarity shows Applejack a dress.
We're gonna be out in the woods? When's she gonna need that?
If we were going to the moon, I'd insist she packed an evening gown. One never knows, darling.
Let me just get changed.
Twilight holds up a shirt in the mirror. Dark wings rise behind her in her reflection. A figure with blazing eyes appears.
Midnight Sparkle!
How is this possible? Sunset Shimmer helped me defeat you at the friendship games.
You and your friends can never truly defeat me.
Twilight's friends disappear in puffs of smoke.
Midnight Sparkle is a part of you.
The floor falls away. Twilight floats on air.
I'll always be there, waiting in the darkest shadows of your mind. I'll be back, Twilight. And this time, I won't stop until I have all the magic.
No!
Wake up!
On a bus.
Can't stop, silly. We're not there yet.
Sunset and Pinkie sit behind her.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine.
We are gonna have so much fun. We're gonna roast marshmallows and eat marshmallows and sleep on marshmallow pillows.
Yeah, probably not gonna do that.
Maybe you're not.
Pinkie hugs a bag of marshmallows.
Attention, students. We're almost there. But before we arrive, we just wanted to say how proud we are of you for raising enough money to go on this class field trip.
When we were your age, we made some of our favorite memories in these woods, and we're sure you will too.
Now, who's excited for Camp Everfree?
Twilight smiles and looks out the window. The bus bounces along a road bordered by flowering fields and full green trees. Words appear. Hasbro Studios presents Executive Producers Stephen Davis, Kristen Newlands, and Sarah Wall. Co-executive producer, Megan McCarthy.
Will you be lost by time or be part of history? Will your story be told or remain a mystery? Will they sing your song telling all that you have done? Time to make your choice, only you can be the one.
Producer, Angela Bellier. Original songs composed by Daniel Ingram. Score by William Anderson. Words appear. Legend of Everfree. My Little Pony. Equestria Girls. Written by Christine Sanko and Joanna Lewis. Director, Ishi Rudell. The bus bumps under the wooden sign, Camp Everfree. Tara Strong as Twilight Sparkle. Rebecca Shoykek as Sunset Shimmer. Ashley Ball as Rainbow Dash and Applejack. Andrea Lindman as Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy. Tabitha St. Germain as Rarity. Kathy Westluck as Spike. Enid Ray Adams as Gloriosa Daisy. Brian Doe as Timber Spruce. Sparkles follow the bus and explode into the sky. Evergreens surround a clearing of lodges, cabins, and tents.
Isn't Camp Everfree just beautiful? I can't wait until we have our first nature walk.
I definitely want to go on one of those.
You want to see all the adorable woodland creatures, too?
Yeah, specifically squirrels. More specifically, so I can chase them.
I'm just looking forward to roughing it. I'm gonna make my own shelter, forage for food.
You know they provide us with food and tents, right?
Yep. Still gonna forage, though.
I'm just after some R&R. The past year has all been a bit too much for my tastes.
I'll say we fought three evil sirens who tried to hypnotize everybody with their singing, one ridiculously competitive rival school, and two demon friends.
She looks at Sunset and Twilight.
No offense.
None taken. You'll get used to it.
Sunset pats Twilight.
Yep. Canterlot High has become a regular magic magnet. Gonna be nice getting away to a place where we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Here you go, Twilight.
Thanks.
A boy brings her backpack.
Flash, right?
Yep, that's me. And you're you. And we don't know each other very well.
He turns away.
Cool story, bro.
Right. I guess I'll see you around.
You know how there's that girl who looks just like you when she's here but lives in another dimension and she's a pony princess?
Uh-huh.
Flash kind of had a thing for her.
Oh.
Hi, everyone! If you could start heading to the courtyard, that would be rad! It's time to start the best week of camp ever!
Campers gather in front of the gazebo.
Hi, everyone! Welcome to Camp Everfree! I'm Gloriosa Daisy, your camp director. Think of me as your friendly camp and nature guide. And this is my brother, Timber Spruce.
Think of me as that awesome guy who should always be invited to fun things.
We aim to please, so before we hand out our tent assignments, we'd like to hear from all of you. You're free to do whatever you like here.
Except hike near the rock quarry. That's off limits.
Yes, but otherwise your options are wide open. So what activities will make this the very best week of your lives ever?
Rainbow raises her hand.
Rock climbing.
Done.
Archery.
Of course.
Tetherball.
Naturally.
Rainbow, I know you're excited, but maybe give somebody else a chance to make a suggestion.
Arts and crafts. My mom needs new pot holders.
Awesome lava looms.
Cookie decorating.
Ooh, I do make a mean sugar cookie.
Early morning nature walks?
With walking sticks for everyone.
Oh, me. Oh, a fashion show where I design the most fabulous camp looks inspired by today's hottest trends and have them modeled by my classmates in a gorgeous outdoor setting.
A camp tradition.
We have literally never done that.
I'll be taking requests the rest of the time you're here, so if there's anything you'd like to do, anything you need, just ask.
What about the camp gift? That was my favorite Camp Everfree tradition.
The camp gift, of course!
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, I just thought...
Then you thought wrong.
Anyone else picking up on a little tension between Gloriosa and her brother?
Little.
Every year, campers work together to create something useful. A gift for future campers. Working toward this common goal is key to forming the strong bonds that will last well beyond your time here at camp. Which is why it's so important. This gazebo was a gift from last year's group. Oh, and the totem pole and the sundial were also made by campers.
The sundial was our year's gift.
Even though some people thought it was a little impractical since a sundial can't be used at night.
Oh, you all seem like a really amazing group. So I'm certain you'll come up with something inspiring to leave behind.
Speaking of leaving things behind, now's the time when we give out tent assignments so you can leave your heavy bags behind.
Timber winks.
Girls will be getting their assignments from Timber. Guys, you're with me.
Timber holds up a bag and the girls pull out cards.
Yay! I'm in the Emerald Tent!
Ooh, me too!
Aquamarine.
Me too!
Yay!
I got Amethyst.
Sapphire.
Me too! I mean, I'm assuming I am. Technically, sapphires aren't just blue. They can be pink, purple, yellow.
Yeah, but they're mostly blue. That's why they're named after the Latin word spherus.
Twilight blinks at Timber.
That means blue.
I know. But did you know that sapphires are just rubies without chromium?
No.
His hand touches hers as he takes her card.
But did you know that sapphire tent is the best one?
No. Why is that?
Because you're in it.
He wiggles his eyebrows.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the campers.
Not true. You're in the ruby tent?
Book biceps.
That's the worst one.
Oh, man!
I'm just joking, buddy. Ruby tent is great. It's like a sapphire, but with chromium.
book blinks.
But the ruby and coral tents do look an awful lot alike to the undiscerning eye. I better show you where it is. See you around.
He salutes Twilight and leaves.
What?
Nothing.
Ooh, that was adorable.
Okay, everyone, go get settled in. We'll be meeting at the docks in 15 minutes to go over some camp safety rules. Let me know if you need anything.
A man in a suit and tie approaches.
I need something.
Filthy Rich, so nice to see you.
What are you doing here? Camp is just getting started.
Just taking in the scenery, Gloriosa Daisy. It's so relaxing.
Well, you can look around when camp is over. Now, if you don't mind...
He glares at her. She glares back. He climbs into a limo.
Fine.
Filthy Rich is an alumni of the camp. He likes to check on his old stomping grounds every now and again. But enough about him. Find your tents and put away your things. We've got the best week of camp ever to begin!
They carry off their bags. Rarity and Applejack stroll together.
I'm all for learning safety rules, but I do hope I can get started on my designs for the camp fashion show sooner rather than later.
I still can't believe you talked Gloriosa into having a fashion show. We're in the middle of the woods, for crying out loud. We're supposed to be roughing it.
It's clear from Gloriosa's own wardrobe that she appreciates a well-put-together look, even if we are in the middle of the woods.
Fair enough. Just as long as you don't put me in one of your fancy pants outfits. You're gonna, aren't you?
No.
Yes! Don't worry, darling. It will absolutely speak to your personal sense.
In a tent, Sunset shines a flashlight under her chin.
That was weird back there, right? With that guy, Filthy Rich?
Twilight looks up.
Huh? Oh, I guess so.
I just have this feeling that Gloriosa's hiding something. Her brother is pretty cute, though, huh?
He's okay.
Ooh, now look who's trying to hide something.
No, I'm not!
Hey, you okay? You seemed a little freaked out on the bus earlier.
Probably had another one of her nightmares.
I'm fine. I mean, what do I have to complain about? Ever since I transferred here, everyone from CHS has been really nice and accepting. Especially considering what happened at the Friendship Games.
That wasn't your fault. Principal Cinch is the one who encouraged you to try and use all that magic to win the games for Crystal Prep. You weren't ready to have that kind of power. But it's over now. And if there's any group that's gonna forgive you for something that happened in the past, trust me, it's this one.
You guys come in or what?
Be right there. I just want to put on some sunscreen. Huh, I could have sworn I packed it.
Found it!
Twilight points down. A tube rises slowly in front of them. Other things start to float. A backpack, book, socks, and Spike in his bed. The girls stare up.
Did you? How is this possible?
I can't believe this. It's
amazing!
Terrible.
Everything falls.
Are you kidding? This is great! I mean, we've all ponied up before, gotten the whole ears and wings and tail thing, shot magical rainbow lasers, but nothing like this has ever happened. How did you do it?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Maybe it's her.
Her who?
Nothing. Never mind. Can we just not talk about it? And could you please not bring this whole levitating thing up to the others?
Why not?
You heard Applejack. This is supposed to be a place where everyone can get away from magic. I don't want them to know I brought some crazy new kind with me.
If you really don't want me to, I won't say anything.
I really don't.
Okay, but this isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Twilight leaves. Sunset points at the tube of sunscreen on the floor. It doesn't move. She scrunches her eyes tight and strains. Nothing.
I think you're just gonna have to pick it up.
Aww.
She does and goes outside. She bumps into Gloriosa Daisy.
Choke up like that!
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. Just here to make sure everyone was headed over to the docks. Did you need something?
Nope.
Because if there is anything I can do to make this week the best week ever, you just let me know. I've got this.
Thanks. I'm good.
Gloriosa walks off.
People that chipper make me nervous.
Pinky hugs her.
This is gonna be so much fun!
I guess not all people.
By the lake.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? It looks like a diamond shining in the sun.
It is lovely out here. The fresh air, the cool breeze, the birds that land on your finger.
I think that only happens to you.
Lake activities are available every day until sunset. So if you want to canoe, sail, windsurf, or swim, just let me know.
Fluttershy feeds ducks from the dock. Twilight passes her.
Aren't they just the cutest?
A plank breaks beneath Twilight. She falls into Timber's arms.
I know I'm charming, but you don't have to fall for me.
Flash watches from the shore. Sunset walks up to him.
Guess I can't get too jealous, right? After all, she isn't my Twilight. Not that the other Twilight was mine, but we were, you know.
Yeah, I get it. But your Twilight is a princess in Equestria. Hate to break it to you, but that's where she's gonna spend most of her time.
So you're saying I just need to get over her?
Kinda, yeah.
Ouch. You're not pulling any punches.
Not really my style. Sorry.
This is a safety hazard. I suggest we close down the dock for the remainder of the camp.
Oh, I'm sure it won't have to be for the remainder of camp. Just needs to be patched up a bit. I've got this!
Huh. Or maybe we do. If you ask me, this whole dock needs to go. Building a new one could be our camp gift. Sure would benefit us, but a nice new dock would benefit future campers, too.
I don't know. It's an awful lot of work. I wouldn't want you guys to miss out on doing other fun camp stuff because you're so busy building a dock for future campers.
He frowns at Gloriosa. Rainbow goes to him.
I hear what you're saying, Timber. But we're Canterlot Wonder Colts. We've got a reputation to uphold. And there was no way we were going to leave this place without contributing the most awesome camp gift ever. I'm with AJ. Building a new dock is definitely it. What do you guys think?
Yeah! Looks like it's settled, then.
Looks like it.
That's some tension, all right.
Campers watch as Water Melody draws plans.
We can reinforce the foundation.
Make it nice and sturdy.
And we can add a wood-carved sign that says Camp Everfree.
And little boxes of food so you can feed the ducks and fishies.
Oh, we'll add lanterns so you can see at night.
Water Melody holds up the plans.
It's stunning!
And we'll make an absolutely perfect runway for my camp fashion show!
More importantly, it'll be a great place for docking canoes and feeding the wildlife.
You say tomato. I say perfect place to showcase glamorous boho chic stylings. What do you guys think?
It's going to be a lot of work, but we can do it.
Yes! Adult supervision!
Applejack watches Rainbow pound a nail.
Nice hammer. Where'd you get it?
The toolbox.
That's cool. I made mine.
A stone strapped to a stick. At a table, Timber works on a lantern. Twilight approaches.
Making lanterns out of solar-powered garden lights. Pretty crafty there, Timber.
You think that's crafty? You should see my macaroni art. I'm like the Picasso of noodles.
All right now. You've made a lot of progress, but it's going to be getting dark soon. We can pick this up tomorrow between our other camp activities.
Everyone get cleaned up, and we'll gather by the fire pit at 8 to share s'mores and scary stories.
S'mores!
Pinky holds sweets. Nighttime at the fire.
And that's when she looked down and realized she was wearing purple socks with a burgundy dress!
Pinky pops marshmallows into her mouth. Rarity looks around.
Darlings, the same color family.
They stare at her.
That was a terrifying story.
Yeah, I'm terrified she'll try to tell it again.
Anyone else have a spooky story?
Timber raises his hand.
I have one, but I'm warning you. You might as well hug a friend now. That's how scary it is.
Spike jumps into Fluttershy's arms. Snips snails and both clutch one another.
It's time I told you about the legend of Gaia Everfree.
The moon turns into the sun. A man and woman are in a forest clearing.
Many years ago,
an axe splits wood.
My great-grandparents came to this forest. Seeing its beauty, they decided that it would be the perfect place for a camp. But once they started building, strange things started to happen.
Wood sawhorses sprout branches.
One pitch black night, when the wind was howling, a tree branch cracked through the roof of their cabin. They screamed and ran outside, only to see a giant creature rising from the earth. She had wild hair like the roots of a tree. Her mouth had jagged rock teeth, and her eyes were pools of black tar. But her aura shimmered like diamonds. Anywhere she went, she left a trail of gem dust in her wake. Trembling, my great-grandparents asked who she was and what she wanted. In a deep and hollow voice, she told them that her name was Gaia Everfree, an ancient spirit who held domain over the forest, and that my great-grandparents were trespassing on her land. They begged her to let them stay and build their camp, to share this wonderful place with others. Gaia Everfree finally agreed, but warned them that they would not be able to keep it forever. Someday she would return and reclaim the forest as her own. So if you see a trail of gem dust, you'll know that it is Gaia Everfree!
Large eyes glow behind him. It's Gloriosa.
Hey, guys! Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
Then why'd you come out of the bushes?
I took the scenic route because the forest is beautiful at night. But no one else should do it without a guide, okay? All right, everybody, time to head to your tents.
Hey, Gloriosa, do you have extra toothbrushes? I forgot mine.
Snip says something green between his teeth.
Sure do. I'll get one for you.
Snails grabs her.
I'm scared of the dark. Do you have flashlights?
Of course! I got this!
Spike struggles in Fluttershy's arms.
Fluttershy!
Sorry, Spike. I guess that story got to me.
Why? It can't be real.
I don't know. Gaia Everfree could be some creature that got booted from Equestria and ended up in this world. That's what happened with the Sirens.
Sounded more like something that Timber was making up just to scare us. At least I hope it was. Last thing I want is to have camp ruined by some power-crazed magical creature.
Oh, here, here. We've had to deal with more than our fair share of those. At the ball formal, our musical showcase, the friendship game. I mean, you know, everything turned out all right, of course.
Twilight frowns.
I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna turn in.
Twilight walks off.
Maybe lay off bringing up what happened at the friendship games. I think she's still pretty sensitive about it.
Pinky wipes her sticky mouth.
Our lips are sealed.
Spike and Twilight sleep on her bed. In the dark, alone at a fire, she roasts marshmallows.
Here I am.
Twilight looks around.
Over here.
Twilight turns. The fire glows. Midnight sparkle rises.
I'm always here!
No!
What happened?
Nothing. Sorry, Sunset.
Sunset looks up. Twilight's bed floats near the ceiling.
Twilight, I think something happened.
Yeah!
It falls. Spike wakes.
Is it time to get up already?
Spike goes back to sleep.
Twilight, we really have to talk about this.
No, we don't.
On the still lake, Sandalwood and Derpy sit on a boat. Derpy blows toward the sail. They shrug. Sunset and Twilight walk together.
Hey, I know you don't want to, but I really think we need to figure out what's going on with your magic. If you could learn to control it...
But that's just it. I'll never be able to control it.
The boat slams into the dock. The dock is in pieces.
What happened? I didn't mean to.
We didn't see anything, so we don't know what happened. Are you okay?
Yeah, it was so weird. We were stuck in the middle of the lake with no wind. Then all of a sudden, bam! The wind picked up, and we were pushed right into the dock.
No! You don't think it was the spirit, do you?
No, it was me.
Twilight walks off.
Spirit, show yourself. The great and powerful Trixie commands it.
What's that?
Crippled gem dust sparkles in the water.
Man, all our hard work ruined.
At least the fishies are eating well.
Let's salvage what we can out of the water. Maybe we can still fix this.
We have to try. Camp Everfree needs a runway.
Dock.
Dock, yes, that's what I meant.
Twilight runs into the woods. She sits on a log by a pond.
It used to be so simple. It was a world I understood. I didn't know what I didn't know, and life seemed pretty good. But now the darkness rises.
A reflection of midnight in the water. Swipes at the reflection of midnight.
The midnight in me.
It disappears.
Mustn't see the midnight in me.
Morning. Sunset goes into the sapphire tent. Twilight's bed is empty. Spike sleeps.
So many squirrels.
Spike! Oh,
man, I was having the best dream. Wait, that dream could be a reality.
Before you run off to chase squirrels, do you have any idea where Twilight could be? I really need to talk to her.
What happened? Did she do that lifting things off the ground thing again?
That's just it. I don't know if it was her, but if it was, we need to deal with it head on.
I can track her down.
Spike trots off in the woods.
Keep it together. Deep breaths. You are not a monster.
Timber steps from behind a tree.
Oh, hi. What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Oh, I just went on a nature walk and got a little lost.
Let me show you the way. I'm kind of an expert at these woods. I've lived here my whole life.
That must have been nice, growing up at a camp.
Yeah, though it has its downsides. When I was younger, I wished we'd sell this place so we could live in a town like normal people.
Really?
I was 10. I really wanted to hang out at the mall. I've never told that to anyone. You must be special. And not just because you have a tree branch in your hair.
How long has that been in there?
Not long. Just the whole time we were talking.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Sunset and Spike are behind the bushes.
I guess we could help Twilight deal with the magic stuff a little later.
At a rock wall.
Rock climbing is all about perseverance and trust. Rarity, you can trust that Applejack will spot you.
Yeah, so you can totally go faster than you're going. Rainbow Dash.
Sorry, I've been waiting to do this since we got here.
Well, you'll have to wait a little longer, darling.
Oh, good. Twilight, if you spot me, I can finally go. I'll go get another harness.
I'm not sure...
I better make sure my sister doesn't need anything. See you later.
Twilight goes after Timber. Sunset and Spike arrive.
Twilight, there you are. I was looking for you.
The ground shakes.
Is that an earthquake?
We aren't near any fault lines.
Hey! Oak points at gem dust.
Who left this crystally dusty stuff here?
Rarity slips.
Sorry, it's a little bit stuck.
The rope flies out of Applejack's hands. Rarity plummets. Applejack grabs the rope and stops her before she hits the ground.
Applejack, what are you doing?
Is everything okay over there? I don't know what happened. I didn't even pull the rope that hard. It's like she was light as a feather all of a sudden.
I was scared half to death.
It wasn't my fault. Let me help you get your harness off.
No.
Rarity pushes her hands toward her. Applejack shoots off through the bushes and comes back spurting water.
What in the world just happened?
Oh, dear. I am so sorry, I think. Did I just do whatever that was?
I don't think it was your fault. I'm gonna go get Applejack a towel.
Me too.
Sunset runs after twilight.
You're not the only one with a new kind of magic. This is great.
No, it's not. Rarity and Applejack could have really hurt each other. Why is this happening? I don't...
Hi, girls. Anything I can do for you?
Applejack just fell into the lake.
Oh, no. She's gonna need warm towels, dry clothes, and a hot cocoa. I've got this.
Fluttershy?
In the lodge, sprinkles and dough cover everything.
What happened?
I don't know. We were just decorating cookies and...
That was all! You need more sprinkles!
She gestures at the dough.
More sprinkles!
So standard Pinkie Pie stuff.
I was just tossing sprinkles to Fluttershy when all of a sudden they glowed pink and exploded!
She tosses sprinkles. Dough lands in everyone's hair. Pinkie shakes her head free of dough.
Just like that, only earlier!
Okay, why don't you lay off touching stuff for a while?
Oh dear, we really should clean all of this up.
Fluttershy strains to reach paper towels on a shelf.
Can someone help me out?
A bird flies to the shelf and brings her towels.
Thank you, Mr. Bird. Why, of course I can get you a little something to... Did you just talk? But I don't speak chirp. Well, I don't know if you're the only bird I can understand. Oh, no. Please don't call for your friends.
Small birds and two owls land on her.
It's nice to meet all of you, too.
Were you just talking to the birds?
Yes.
Did you tell them what happened? So crazy. I hoisted Rarity up the rock climbing wall like it was nothing. Like I had way more strength than I usually do.
And I made a diamondy thing appear out of nowhere, which normally I'd be excited about. I mean, the facets were just perfect. And the
Rarity!
Oh, sorry. It knocked Applejack over, and then it disappeared.
Speaking of disappearing, has anybody seen Rainbow Dash?
Rainbow zooms faster, hits the wall, and falls.
Ow! Whoa, how'd you do that?
I don't know. I started running to get the harness, and the next thing I knew, I was practically back in town.
But if you had some sort of super speed, why were you gone for so long?
Because I lost it when I got far away, and then it came back when I got close to camp.
Being at camp is giving us all new magical abilities!
Not all of us have gotten new abilities. I haven't, but Twilight hasn't either.
So much for my theory that leaving CHS would mean leaving any new magic business behind.
Something at the camp must be making this happen.
Gaia Everfree?
A shadow in the doorway. Gloriosa with towels.
Applejack, I was looking for you. Here, I brought you some towels and dry clothes. What happened in here?
We're kind of trying to figure that out.
Well, don't worry about it. I got this!
Gloriosa! I kicked my beanbag into the lake.
Her eye twitches.
I'll get you another one.
And I'm all out of arrows.
Say no more. New arrows coming right up.
There you are. Filthy Rich is back. You want me to handle it?
Absolutely not.
I've got this.
Fluttershy, enough with the screaming.
I didn't scream.
For once.
Nobody did.
Huh?
Attention campers. Anyone who's interested in making floating paper lanterns, please meet us by the picnic tables.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I've been looking forward to coming here for a month. Maybe we forget about this new magic for a bit and just try to focus on enjoying our time at camp.
I was also excited about the designs I've come up with for the camp fashion show,
and I've barely gotten to whoop anybody in tetherball.
I think we should try to figure it out. But if letting it go for now is what the rest of you want...
At the tables by the lake, campers decorate paper lanterns. Pinkie covers hers in marshmallows.
Pinkie Pie, what are you doing?
Putting marshmallows in my lanterns. Then when we light them, mine'll be beautiful and delicious.
Spike sits by Twilight.
Hey, Twilight, learn with everyone else.
Sunset said something at camp is causing the other girls to get new magic. I think it's Midnight Sparkle. She's still part of me. I can feel it. And I think her magic is infecting my friends.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know what I can do.
Okay, everyone. It's time to watch your lanterns fly!
They carry them to the dock. Timber walks up to Twilight.
Hey, cool lantern.
Mine's my face.
He holds it up. They walk to the dock.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem like yourself tonight.
They light candles and the lanterns.
Ready? And go!
The glowing cylinders rise. Pinky launches hers. It falls.
And delicious.
The lanterns glow and float toward the moon. In the tent, Sunset sleeps.
Twilight?
She looks at Twilight's empty bed and out the tent door. She sees her running off with Spike.
Twilight! Where is she going?
She runs into the woods.
Twilight?
Twilight turns.
What are you doing out here?
We're meeting a cab to take us home.
She thought you'd talk her out of it.
Because I would. Twilight, you can't leave.
Sunset touches her arm. Images appear.
You don't think it was the spirit, do you?
No. It was me. I think it's Midnight Sparkle. She's still part of me. I can feel it. And I think her magic is infecting my friends.
Twilight, there's no Midnight Sparkle. There's only you.
How did you know what I was thinking?
When I touched your hand, I could see things. I could understand why you were leaving. My new magic. This is my new magic. This is incredible.
No, it's not. I'm infecting you now.
Twilight, you have to stop looking at this as a bad thing.
Easy for you to say. Magic turned you into something beautiful. The last time I tried to use it, it turned me into a monster. I'm just so afraid it's gonna happen again.
Yes. Last time, I turned into something amazing. But I've let magic turn me into a monster, too. So if anyone understands what you're going through, it's me. I can help you, Twilight. And the rest of our friends can be there for you, too. But not if you run away.
I'll stay. But I still don't think it's a good idea for me to be near the rest of our friends right now. Not until we know why this is happening.
Understood. What was that?
An axe is raised.
Wait. Twilight?
Timber? I'm so glad it's just you. Wait, what are you doing out here?
With an axe.
I was chopping down firewood.
He shows them.
In the middle of the night?
We needed more for tomorrow night's campfire. And if I didn't take care of it tonight, it would be one more thing Gloriosa would add to her list. I've got this. What about you two? Why are you hanging out in the woods in the middle of the night?
Oh, I was sleepwalking. Twilight found me and was bringing me back to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'll walk you guys back. I'll protect you from Gaia Everfree, Everfree, Everfree!
Come on, that's obviously just a spooky story you made up to tell around the campfire.
Oh, no. It's legit. How else would you explain what happened to the docks? And that weird thing where the earth shook? Come on. I know a shortcut back to the tents.
He takes Twilight's hand. Sparkles fall out of his back pocket. Sunset frowns.
Legit, huh? I think we just found our Gaia Everfree.
But why would he work so hard to make us think she was real?
You heard what he said about wishing his sister would sell this camp. If nobody wants to come here because it's home to some angry ancient nature spirit, it sure would help his cause.
We should tell Twilight.
Not yet. She's obviously going through a lot right now. We should probably be 100% sure before we tell her the guy she likes is a jerk who's trying to run everybody out of camp.
Uh-huh.
Morning. Campers work on the dock. Rainbow steps slowly as she carries boards. Rarity sews some fabric.
You gonna give us a hand here, Rarity?
I would love to, but I really need to get the stitching on this poncho done if it's going to make it into the camp fashion show.
Though at the pace you two are moving, I don't know that the runway will ever be finished.
The dock is our gift to the camp, and it's gonna get finished.
That is, if Rainbow Dash would hurry up and bring me more wood.
I can't go any faster. I don't want to end up in the woods again.
Don't be silly.
Rainbow drops the boards.
Really?
I know I said we should try to forget all about this new magic business, but I can't. What if I hammer the board into splinters? Oh, shoot. I'm all out of nails.
Oh, here you go!
Pinky throws the box of nails. Rarity holds up her hands. Shields fly up. The box falls and remains intact. They stare at Pinky.
What? Oh, do you think the nails would explode like the sprinkles? Wow, glad that didn't happen, huh?
Sorry, girls. I didn't mean to. I don't know how to control this.
It's okay.
Oh, none of us do.
Which is why we shouldn't pretend this isn't happening.
Do you have them now, too?
It started last night. When I touch people, it's like I can feel what they're feeling and see their memories.
Ooh, fancy! Try me, try me!
Pinky pulls Sunset's hand to her forehead. Pinky is in a candy parade. The spectators are candy.
Taffy!
She grabs a glob off of one of them and eats it.
That explains so much.
Yep!
Girls, we can't just brush these powers aside because it doesn't seem like the ideal time to get them. What if it turns out that they could actually make things better?
So you have magic, and it's not that great. But when it found you, you know it was fate. And it might seem scary now, but it can be wonderful too. So how about we embrace the magic and make the magic part of you?
Pinky puts sparkles on words and nail holes appear.
You take a little dash of magic and you let it ignite. Mix things up a little bit and it might start to go right. In just 5 seconds flat, how the story has changed. All 'cause now you've embraced the magic and it just got better in every way.
Rainbow speedily creates a bench. Sparkles rise from Sunset. Sends them over the lake.
If you can take the magic and learn a little more what it can do, once the magic is part of you.
Reed Boys put up a post. Applejack puts up a post by himself.
When I found you, you know it was fate.
A bird flies to Fluttershy.
You listen close, you might make a new friend. And together we can make it. I say embrace the magic. No more holding back, just let it out. If you can take the magic and learn a little more.
Girls stand together on the finished dock.
Okay, that was pretty awesome.
And look what you managed to accomplish.
Please, 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 can we do a run through for the fashion show on it right this minute?
Thought you weren't finished with the stitching on your poncho.
Rarity holds it up.
I am now.
Get started without me. I gotta go find Twilight. Seeing what we've been able to do here might make her embrace the new magic too. Not that she has any.
She walks past the lodge.
I just wish you didn't tell them that ridiculous story!
She listens by the door.
This is all too much for you. You have to let it go.
I knew it. He wants her to get rid of the camp.
Timber bursts out, trapping her behind the door. She falls onto Flash.
Sunset Shimmer? What were you doing behind that door?
What? Nothing. I lost an earring. There it is.
Hey, listen, I'm glad I ran into you. I really wanted to thank you.
For what?
or the tough love, telling me I should get over Twilight. I needed to hear that.
Sure, no problem.
Is something wrong?
What? No. Why?
Come on, Sunset. We used to date. I know when something's bothering you.
Okay, here's the deal. My friend really likes someone, but I don't think that someone is who she thinks they are. I don't want to upset my friend by telling her what I think, because I also want to protect her, because if what I think is happening is really happening, then she deserves to know, you know?
No. But what I do know is that your friend is lucky to have someone like you to look out for them.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you've changed a lot since we went out. You're so much nicer.
Thanks. I'm glad you noticed.
Behind him, Timber sneaks into the woods.
Maybe you and me, we could start over as friends.
Sounds great. I gotta go.
Cool. Yeah, I want to start over later too.
He kicks a rock. Derpy walks up and pats his shoulder. Timber sneaks down a path. Sunset follows. He goes out of sight. She peeks through branches at a pile of rocks.
Shoot! He's definitely up to something.
She types on her phone. In the tent. Twilight picks up her phone.
It's Sunset. She says to meet her by the rock quarry.
I thought we weren't supposed to hike out that far.
She says it's important.
Twilight and Spike jog down the path. The sky glows pink.
What is that?
A spider web hits her face. Sunset covers her mouth. They peer through the trees.
What's going on down there?
I think it's Gaia Everfree. Or rather, someone who wants us to think she's back. Come on.
They pass through the rocks into a cavern with crystals.
Whoa. This place is beautiful.
There's equestrian magic here. I can feel it.
Wait. I thought Timber was just faking there was a magical nature creature. Are you saying it's real?
Timber? What does he have to do with any of this?
Nothing.
Gloriosa steps out of the shadows.
It's all me.
Gloriosa? But Timber, I was sure he was the one trying to make it seem like Gaia Everfree was back. It was you who was trying to scare everyone away?
I would never try to scare anyone away from Camp Everfree.
Sunset grabs her arm.
My, oh my. You fell behind on your payments, Gloriosa. I own the land now.
Please, my great-grandparents founded this place. It's been in our family for generations. You have to let the camp stay.
Instead of turning it into a spa resort that will line my pockets with more money than this camp ever could?
In the lodge.
I don't think so.
Please, I just need a little more time.
Fine. I'll give you till the end of the month.
By a stream.
What'll I do?
Gloriosa sees a pink flash fly into the cave. She follows it. She walks towards sparkling geodes. She touches them and is thrown back. They rise from her hand.
You don't know what those things are!
She makes plants grow.
But I know what they can do! I've been practicing! I can control their power now!
You don't know that for sure!
He turns away.
This is our camp, and it's being taken away! If this has to be our last week here, I'm going to use whatever it takes to make it count!
She watches Derpy blow at the sail. She waves her hands. Tentacles emerge and push the boat into the dock. Two campers with fishing rods come upon an empty stream. Gloriosa motions to a pile of rocks holding back the lake. They break apart and the stream fills.
You were using magic all over the place. I had to tell them something to cover for you. What did you want me to do?
wish you didn't tell them that ridiculous story!
Ah, this is all too much for you. You have to let it go!
Sunset releases Gloriosa's arm.
Timber wasn't talking about letting go of the camp. He was talking about you letting go of the magical geodes. All those things you were doing to make this week the best week ever, every time you used magic to do them, it caused another problem somewhere else. Timber was covering for you.
How do you know what I was doing with the geodes? How do you know about the magic?
I can see things, feel things, because I have magic too. And so does she, and so do her friends.
Gloriosa, Timber wasn't wrong. Maybe you should stop using magic. Too much of it can be dangerous if you can't control it.
Oh, I got this. And I'm going to use it to save my camp. I just need more power!
She grabs the last geodes. She points at them. They are held by vines. The geodes form a necklace around Gloriosa's neck. She rises. She grows taller. Her hair grows long and green. Her eyes glow.
Sorry, girls. I know what I need to do. But I feel like we're not on the same page. So...
She glides out of the cave.
Gloriosa!
Outside. She points at the cave. Rocks and vines fill the entrance. She floats off into the woods. At the dock, the girls are in bright outfits.
Where are Twilight and Sunset?
Oh, they're missing our dress rehearsal. Huh? I suppose we can get started without them.
Whenever you're ready!
DJ Pwn 3 pulls out a record. The girls walk down the dock. Applejack adjusts her belt.
Told you you'd like it.
It's all right,
I guess. I do get to keep it after camp, though, right?
In the woods. Snips and snails pump water. Gloriosa glides by.
She looks different.
Yeah, she looks taller.
This is only a preview. I've got another entire line I'll debut at the real thing. Why did you stop the... Oh, my goodness.
Gloriosa floats toward them.
Attention, campers!
It's Gaia Everfree!
She's real!
We're doomed!
Gloriosa? What are you doing?
That's Gloriosa? Am I going crazy or her feet not touching the ground?
Freaky deaky!
I have an announcement to make. Filthy Rich wants this to be the last session of Camp Everfree. But don't worry, I got this!
She hits the ground. Huge brambles of thorns grow up around the camp and up through the dock.
Waited for the day to send this greedy wolf away. Now the magic is my salvation. Gather close in my protection. We will stand forever free.
More brambles grow.
Behold the beauty of nature in all its glory. No need to fear the vultures at the door.
Campers back away.
Right here you have me to protect you within these walls of thorns. Forever free, forevermore.
Timber grabs his axe and chops at the barrier.
They have come into our domain, here to seal our camp in chains. But we have held it for generations. This is just a complication. We
Gloriosa takes it from him.
Will stand forever free. Trust in me, this is for your own good. Don't be afraid. Nature is our friend.
a single red flower grows.
All of this beauty that surrounds us, every lovely bloom designed to defend. Let them come, just let them try. I'm not about to say goodbye. This camp will be here throughout the ages, written into the history pages. We will stand forever free.
In the clearing, the girls watch Gloriosa.
Why do these kinds of things always happen to us?
What are we going to do? What we always do. Save the day!
Rainbow holds out her hand. The others cover it.
Let's see what happens! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! This is gonna be so much fun! Oh, I only wish we had time to make superhero capes!
Oh, me too!
Enough about our wardrobe. We've gotta stop Gloriosa from trapping everybody in here.
The campers run as Gloriosa grows more brambles. One starts to fall on two girls. Rarity stops it with a shield. Rainbow speeds them to safety. Fluttershy taps on the ground. Prairie dogs pop out of their holes.
Hi. Do you think you can give us a hand? A paw? We could really use a way out.
Her wings appear. The prairie dogs pop back down. Applejack punches a large boulder through the brambles, creating a hole. They grow back. The prairie dogs tunnel to the other side of the barrier and emerge. Brambles grow up through the holes. Gloriosa floats above and smiles. Pinky takes sprinkles and throws them at the brambles, creating holes. Applejack stuffs the hole with a table. Gloriosa points. It breaks and the brambles grow. Pinky drops her jar of sprinkles. Campers are trapped by enclosures that turn to crystal. Rainbow speeds to escape the traps. Rambles grab her, then drop her. Pinky holds up her sprinkles jar and smiles. It glows. She tosses it away. It makes a hole that grows over.
This isn't working! Her magic is too strong!
In the cave, Spike bites through the vines.
Nice work, Spike.
Twilight pushes on the rocks.
Twilight, you have to use your magic.
I don't think I can lift something that big. It's our only chance of getting out of here and helping our friends.
Spike nods. Twilight holds out her palms and closes her eyes. The rocks pull away from the vines. She staggers. Sunset helps her. The trio runs from the cave.
Why are you fighting me? I'm doing this to save our camp!
I'm doing this for you!
Gloriosa, let's just think about this for a moment, shall we? I mean, I think Camp Everfree is absolutely delightful, but I just don't know that I'm quite ready to give up my weekly trips to the spa. To the spa?
To the spa!
She points. More brambles grow. Rainbow rushes her. Gloriosa knocks her back and she bowls down her friends.
Gloriosa, this isn't the way.
I appreciate your concern, Timber, but I got that!
Brambles encircle him.
No! You don't!
On the other side of the barrier, Sunset pushes on it.
Twilight, do you think you can use your magic?
I don't want to use too much. Midnight Sparkle could take over.
Twilight! Our friends are in there!
Okay.
She holds up her palms. A hole appears in the barrier.
Please, Gloriosa! What you're doing is crazy! You have to listen to me!
That isn't Gloriosa.
Twilight!
Sunset, you're okay!
That isn't your sister. It's someone who's been consumed by equestrian magic.
Whoever you are, you have to let my sister go! Please, Gloriosa, come back! I need you!
Gloriosa is enclosed in brambles.
Gloriosa!
And so is Timber. The brambles create a roof which flashes with green lightning bolts. They touch the ground, and more brambles grow.
Rarity!
Rarity encloses the girls in a dome of shields.
I can't keep this up forever!
It's up to you. You can use your magic to pull the brambles apart.
No, there's too many of them. It would take too much magic. I can't.
It's the only way. You have to embrace the magic inside you.
But what if she takes over? What if instead of saving everyone, I turn into Midnight Sparkle and only make things worse?
That won't happen. We won't let it.
Twilight closes her eyes and clenches her fist. The shields glow.
Twilight, you have to be stronger than she is.
A horn made out of light goes out of Twilight's forehead. Her eyes glow.
You will never control me. I will always be a part of you.
Twilight grows black wings. Girls float around her.
You are not Midnight Sparkle!
No, I am Twilight Sparkle! And the magic I carry inside me is the magic of friendship!
The black wings are destroyed. Pink beams cut through the brambles. She flies up with pink wings.
No! Stop!
Gloriosa's necklace breaks off into 7 pieces. Each flies to one of the other girls. Rainbow and Fluttershy grow wings. All their clothes change to bright costumes that match their geodes. The geodes reform and create a crystal enclosure over the brambles. It explodes and destroys the barrier. The other campers emerge from the lodge and look up. Green sparkles rain down gently. Gloriosa is on the ground. Timber goes to her.
Gloriosa?
She opens her eyes.
What? What happened?
It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
The other girls land. Spike runs to Twilight. A medallion shines at her neck.
You did it! Oh, nice bling.
Each girl has one.
What are these?
I'm not sure, but clearly we have some kind of connection to them.
I almost don't care what they are. They are gorgeous! And will totally go with the other collection I was working on for the camp fashion show! That's... probably canceled, isn't it?
Campers sweep up branches and repair the dock. Gloriosa goes to the principals.
I am so sorry. I only wanted this to be the best week Camp Everfree has ever had. And instead, I've made it the worst. Maybe it's for the best that I'm losing the camp to Filthy Rich.
No, it's not. This camp has meant so much to so many people, my sister and me included.
Why do you think we wanted our students to come here?
We can't let Filthy Rich take this place away. If camp meant so much to you two, maybe it meant as much to the other campers who came here in years past.
And maybe we can get them to help save it.
Oh, like a fundraiser?
Or a ball?
Our band could play!
I could help write a new song just for the occasion.
Those are all good ideas, but where would we hold it?
We could hold it in the crystal cave.
A crystal ball? I love it!
I admire everyone's enthusiasm. Really, I do. But I just don't know how we're going to plan a ball by tomorrow and invite everyone.
We got this!
The girls play in their band. Timber seals the invitations envelopes. Twilight sends her envelopes flying out on sparkles.
I used to think that stories were just that, set in stone, concrete as a fact. It didn't dawn on me that I could change history.
Gloriosa and Kimber stand on the dock. He puts his arm around her shoulders. Pinky makes cupcakes.
There was a time when fear would hold me down, 'cause I let it chain me to the ground.
Look at me now, I'm soaring high. It's never boring in the sky.
When I know I've got friends on my side, whatever trials I'll take.
Gloriosa, in a golden gown, takes the mic.
Thank you all so much for coming and for helping us raise enough money to save Camp Everfree!
Filthy Rich leaves.
Thank you for everything. If I just asked for help in the first place.
Hey, don't sweat it. It's kind of what we do.
Outside, guests enter past the boulder strung with lights. Inside, Twilight waves her hand and guides a string of lights overhead.
Not to brag or anything, but it's pretty cool how I saved all those campers from those Rubus fruticosus. Blackberry brambles.
I'm familiar with the genus. It's just a little weird you say you saved the campers. I thought I saved them.
Yeah, but I saved you from falling on the dock so that you could save the campers. So technically, it was all me.
I'm really glad I met you.
Uh-oh.
What?
That sounds like a goodbye. And here I was hoping we'd still be able to hang out. Maybe get dinner and catch a movie?
Yeah, I'd really like that.
Oh, good. I was hoping that's what this meant.
She takes his hand. He leans close. Gloriosa comes between them.
Oh, sorry. I need to borrow Timber. There are some donors I really want him to meet. They were good friends with Mom and Dad.
Save me a dance, okay?
Uh-huh.
Adorable.
He does seem like a pretty cool guy.
You know what else is cool? Our awesome new superpowers! I handed out like 400 flyers, set up the stage, and still in time to pick up pizza. I love my super speed!
About that, I think the crystals are the source of the superpowers.
You're not gonna ask us to give them up, are you?
No. In fact, I think maybe we were meant to have them all along.
Me too.
Outside, yes! Timber kisses Twilight's hand. He walks back inside. She walks up to Sunset, who wiggles her eyebrows. Twilight punches Sunset's shoulder.
There is one thing I'm still wondering about, though.
What's that?
Where did the magic that hit this cave come from?
The moon shines down on trees and on Canterlot High. On the portal, brightly colored sparks of light appear. Credits scroll. Executive producers, Stephen Davis, Kristen Newlands, Sarah Wall, Asaf Kipke. Score by William Kevin Anderson. Additional music and orchestrations by Patrick Griffin and John Houston. Voice director, Terry Klassen. Copyright 2016, Hasbro Studios. The girls look at the repaired dock.
Third time's the charm! Or is it fifth? I've lost track.
All that matters is that the runway is finished.
I think you mean the dock.
Oh, tomato, tomato. Let's celebrate!
Pinky tosses sprinkles onto the dock. They stare at the broken dock. Rarity faints.
E-H-X.
Hasbro Studios.